Thrilled to be here today for Paul W. You know, CBS is the network of Edward R. Murrow and Walter Cronkite, but it is a time of turmoil within the network, to be sure. And a lot has been written and said about the recent firings at 60 Minutes, including the termination for cause of 60 Minutes correspondent Scott Pelley. Bill Carey has had a long run as a TV news executive. He was my boss at Channel 7 from 2000 to 2004. Before that, served as news director at CBS-owned stations, WCBS in New York and WBBM in Chicago. He's still active in media and brings a unique perspective to the conversation with the history and understanding of the culture of CBS. We welcome Bill Carey to WJR. Bill, good to catch up with you.
Good to hear your voice, Dave, and good to be reunited on WJR.
So what do you make, big picture, because, again, you know the history of CBS and the culture. You know it well. What's happening right now to the network with Paramount, CBS, and, you know, Barry Weiss being put in charge, and what's going on with 60 Minutes? What do you make of this?
Well, it's unfortunate that so much of it is public. For somebody that is loyal to CBS, just for everybody's sake, I started at CBS in 1979 in an entry-level job, which afforded me the chance to be in spots where I would see Don Hewitt and Mike Wallace arguing loudly with each other and always about the work, and then break and go out for lunch together an hour or two later. It was different times, and people were passionate about their jobs. That's not to say people are not passionate now, but things have changed, and the pressures are different. I don't think that Don Hewitt or Mike Wallace worried too much ever, only on occasion, I guess, about the bosses and the people that owned the company. It was back then it was Bill Paley who founded CBS. Mm-hmm. But they brought a passion and a purpose to their own work where they were their own worst, harshest critics. Certainly Don was, and he would be in on Saturdays and Sundays doing the last minute touches on a show that would be going out to everybody on a Sunday afternoon. And I witnessed that, and it was very important in my own formative years. Fast forward to the 90s, and I came back to the same building, and now I was running Channel 2, which is the flagship station for CBS. And so I had a different perspective, that of a boss that with commingling with the network news operation on different projects. And my perspective on what's going on today is a mixture of both being a staffer and being a boss. And I think that there's enough blame to go around on all sides. And because it is a complicated story, I'll just go into this. One of the big things that changed in that 30,000 foot, take a step back, big picture that you're asking me about is that news was originally part of radio and TV by the founding fathers of broadcasting as a public service. Mm-hmm. And it was a way of showing that they would be responsible, and serving in the public interest meant a lot. And I don't know how many people who are in the business, radio and TV these days, refer to that or look at it the same way as maybe my generation did. By the way, I'm months older than Scott Pelley, so I can feel for him at this point in his career and what's on the line for him and why he might have lashed out. But that leads me to the second thing, which is the people involved. We have a manager that probably, I don't think anybody would argue with this, could have handled things differently mm-hmm. and didn't. Mm-hmm. And we have a rock solid, I mean, this, I don't know Scott Pelley well. We worked in the building together. He was a reporter while I was running Channel 2. And I will say that he's the type of guy who would bleed CBS blood if CBS blood had a color. But he is a testament to the legacy of Murrow, which is a big deal in the building. When it was his turn to take on the evening news, he wore that responsibly in the tradition of Cronkite and Rather, and type of guy that might always stay in his suit jacket during the day just because he wanted people to see the right first impression of somebody in his spot.
So Bill,
for him to lash out is a big deal, and I find myself caught up in this story.
Right. And for him to do that, he came to the defense of journalism. He came to the defense of 60 Minutes, his colleagues. But you're a manager who's done hiring and firing. The way he handled that in that introductory meeting with the new, executive producer of 60 Minutes, did he cross the line?
Well, let me first say, I don't know all the facts, and I don't know if the recording was done by the managers in the room or by the staff.
Mm-hmm.
And it does make a difference to me. But I will say this, without knowing Scott any better than I do, I don't think he would have lashed out if he knew that he was being recorded. I think you have a right to have a closed-door meeting with staff, with your management, and have a heated discussion. And I'm smiling as you ask the question because I don't think that in newsrooms that I ran that something would ever get there.
Mm-hmm.
Look, a new manager is always tested. People want to know if you know how to pronounce local names, and they put you through a crucible to see if you're going to measure up. And that's true, I think, in a lot of businesses, but it's especially true in news. And you have to rise to the occasion. I remember going into Chicago for the first time. I was the managing editor of the CBS station there. And people expected me to know everything geographically and historically, politically about the town. And that's impossible.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But I was dedicated. I learned. I showed people I was interested in learning. I was able to run that team, and we excelled. And I think if you go in with respect and quell people's concerns, you win people over if you don't have them won over eventually. In Detroit, when I arrived in Detroit, one of my great success stories in my career, I inherited a team that had five bosses in 5 years. I was the fifth. And there was a little bit of shell shock going on. And to my everlasting credit, I didn't make a lot of changes. I settled the place down, and I had people starting to believe in themselves again, and we excelled. I don't think that the current management and ownership has approached the CBS News legacy or the people in the building with the right respect. And so who's at fault? I always blame managers at fault because they're the leaders and they're the ones that you have to look to first. And if they're not doing it right, you can't expect the staff to do it right. So I don't think Scott would have lashed out as he did, but what he did and how he did it was ugly, no doubt about it, but it should never have come to that. I had a quick story here, if you don't mind.
Well, I'm going to have to cut it short, unfortunately.
Oh, I'm sorry.
But no,
sorry
I appreciate that. And your time today and the perspective that you bring to this with your long history and experience. Bill Carey, former news director, WXYZ here in Detroit, and also at the CBS-owned stations in New York and Chicago, joining us on Focus today. Bill, I enjoyed this. We'll catch up again soon, I hope.
Great. Thank you, Dave.
Thank you,
appreciate
Bill.
It.
Bill Carey, joining us on Focus today on WJR. Back with much more after this.